Banger of a morning. We are heading directly to the gas station. I'm going to buy something to drink there. And as I sit here in my car thinking about this drink purchase, I'm not really sure what to do. I don't know. I have been pretty loyal, pretty faithful to the lemonade Rockstar Recovery, and in turn it has been pretty loyal and faithful to me. But I'm thinking about branching out. I don't know. Like, maybe I get one of those coffee-flavored ones. Like the caramel or vanilla or whatever. It's the... But those don't come in the bigger can. The benefit of, you know, when we run out of rock stars in the house, those are the smaller, the regular, I guess the regular size cans. Smaller is a weird way to think about them, because they're bigger than the average soda can still. But, you know, the gas station's got the one with the big screw off top, big open hole. Just dump that fucking bullshit in your face. Get two. I try not to drink two. This is pretty much the only go. It's your turn to go. It is your turn to go. Oh, you're just, yeah, all right, no, this, now it's actually my turn to go, lady. You can make motions like you're gonna go, but then you didn't go. So you slowed me down anyway. They don't have the bigger cans for all the flavors, so if I wanted to go get, like, you know, one of these coffee joints, you know, I'm limited to kind of the standard size can. You know, they must have discontinued it because it's gone. But the Rockstar Recovery line, which is the low-calorie, non-carbonated, actually relatively tasty energy drink, that I've been into. They do an orange, and they used to do a grape, and the grape was pretty good. I like the grape better than the orange, but for whatever reason, orange is the one that stuck. So, if I could find some grape recoves that were not like stale, because sometimes you get a hold of a bad one, that'd be nice. The other thing is, these Rockstar Recoveries used to actually, like, do something for me in the energy department. I was drinking a lot of random energy drinks, and obviously, the category is very hit and miss with what you're gonna get. But, you know, even, like, Red Bull wasn't really doing it for me the same way anymore. I needed something harder. Anyway, Rockstar Recovery was like, functional. It was nice, and I'm just not, that's not happening anymore the same way. That specific energy blend, or all energy blends, or whatever, what have you, like, none of it is really hitting me with any sort of force. guy out here leaning on a shopping cart full of belongings looks like Kid Rockish in a way. Oh man, this guy too. Wow. This guy's out here rolling his own cigarettes, and he's got the, oh my god, he's like Tommy Lee Jones with a mullet. I'm gonna go inside and buy this drink. Okay, let's see. So, I did that thing that I said I wasn't going to do, and I bought two. I'll put one of these in my... Oh, that's not a lot. Oh. Okay. I got the Rockstar Recovery. I got a, you know, the lemonade flavor. And I'm putting that in my lunch bag. That's my later drink. And here I have just the standard original flavor regular Rockstar, which I don't even remember really what it tastes like. I assume it's like Red Bull, you know, like garbage. This is the Mad Max The Game Edition limited can here. Apparently this is a game coming to the personal computer. Oh wait, and also Xbox and PlayStation 4. Chance to win a custom off-road vehicle. Collect codes. First entry unlocks in-game content. Alright. Well. I love in-game content. It's my favorite type of content. This guy here has a huge phone and what appears to be a piece of corn on the cob, and he's walking around the gas station. Okay, we gotta get out of here. We're getting out of here. We're turning off Whitesnake. That Mad Max game is out pretty soon. I wonder how forthcoming they will be about sending versions of that game out. For a couple of reasons. One, that, you know, Warner's luck on the PC lately has been, well, whatever, luck. No, there's no luck involved. They fucking, some people in different positions, I guess, did some fucking bad jobs, I guess, right? I don't know. I'm sure everyone had good intentions at some point. Anyway, they have not had the best fucking track record on the PC lately. Those last couple games have been fucked. One is still... Do you realize that, like, the PC version of Batman is still not on sale? Like, I looked over the weekend. I was like, oh, right, Batman. I still have that installed. Weird. Huh. Wonder why. Maybe I should delete it. And then I just found myself looking at the Steam store page. And... fucking, yeah, it is still boned, it is still trashed up, I guess. Like, they still, you know, they're supposed to be putting out some kind of interim patch this month, I thought. The morning mashup with the Bachelorette. But I honestly completely forgot about that game even existing, because that was the version I was going to play, and it's just... It seemed like everything... I didn't have huge problems with it, but I started playing it and didn't especially enjoy it. And then all the stuff about the patches and everything is just like... At some point, I was like, I'm just going to kind of do something else. And kind of moved away from it, which is fine. Because I don't know. The Batmobile stuff they were having me do was not enjoyable. So I stopped playing it. Oh god, big dust cloud here. They're doing a bunch of construction here still. But I'm on a new stretch of road that just opened up. You know, for a new stretch of road, this is not particularly smooth or new looking. It is all fucked up looking. And this is like, they just opened this road like last week. Plus that they think might like them. So it's always... It can always be a bit of a crapshoot as to whether you're going to get something early from them. Beyond that, good people over there. I don't know. Like, people that I have met that are, you know, on that side of things. Like, they seem like alright. Alright people over there. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of curious, like, it's because I know, like, Metal Gear will obviously be a shit show in terms of, like, I bet that doesn't get sent out early. So I just wonder if anyone will have coverage of September 1st games on September 1st.
Backspin, baby. That was the classic. This is the current.
So I've been manually adding songs from my iTunes library to my iCloud music library as part of this fucking Apple Music subscription. I have too many songs for it to just automatically do it, which in old versions of iTunes meant you actually couldn't use the service at all without doing some very fucked up shit. Here, you're at least, it just says, like, ah, you know, you can right-click on stuff and add it. So I've been, like, going through and going, like, oh, let's add this, let's add this. And so far, I've not been super impressed. Because they still have the problem of occasionally matching your blazingly explicit hip-hop songs to their, like, radio version equivalents. And they never seem to build the tools in place to actually let you fix that problem. Even though, in the era of Apple Music being, like, a Spotify-like service, those songs exist on the service and you are legally, like, able to listen to them through the service. You know, they should just be like, hey, match this album to this version. Or never match my shit to clean shit, because fucking come on. Even if you think it's the clean version, pop up and say, hey, is this the clean version? And I'll say, no, unless I'm looking at two live crews as clean as they want to be, in which case I'll say, yes, absolutely, this is the clean version. Let's listen to The Funk Shop. We know, let... try to listen to The Funk Shop. No. It's just listing, it's not even listing it as being in my music, but I added As Clean As They Want to Be to my library just last night. Well. Probably just matched it to the dirty version. Like the exact opposite of what normally happens. That's. Oh. What a fucking mess. I mean, music is hard, I guess, like, right? I mean, you'd think that, like, whatever the fingerprinting, like, acoustic fingerprinting stuff would, like, for songs like that where the key differentiators in the sound are going to be, you know, the cursing or something like that, they would detect those differences. When they found songs that seemed to match closely, they'd be able to build something that checked specifically for those sorts of differences to kind of further... fingerprint to further figure out what those songs are. I don't know how it works. Radio edits. Apple fucking sucks. That's the right version.
I woke up this morning. I went to sleep last night, you know. I was alone. I've been going through shit. Losing.
That's not it. That's a radio edit.
Family problems, and it isn't handling those things.
You gotta do what you gotta
probably took all the cursing out of this. This one, too. God. I wanted to listen to fucking radio edits, I'd listen to the fucking radio, you know?
And it's so timely too, man. You know, 20 years after, yeah.
I mean, and satellite radio is at least
just released. It's called Break the Law.
A nice alternative to that shit, but at the same time,
because
in the mornings they talk a little too much.
Matt Miller is rhyming, you can see the progression from when we basically, you know, started playing his stuff when he first started, and now we're playing the new stuff. You'll see the difference.
Okay, here it is. Mac Miller's called Break the Law from the Good AM album featuring Juicy J. Let us know if you like it or not. 888-742-3345.
Get high, break it, law. Get high, break it.
Yeah, okay, I wake up with the taste of pussy still in my mouth. Bitch in my bed, homegirl still asleep on the couch. My head is banging like Metallica. Swallow a bottle of Avalon, then head back to the bedroom where she sucked me dry.
He's rapping like that Adam Sandler song. The mayor of Pussy Town. The first handful of bars of that reminded me of this fucking dumb fucking Adam Sandler song. Let's see if I can find that.
Kick my ass, and she got two plastic hips. Oh, when I step to the club, feel free to stare me down, cause I just got reelected the mayor of Pussy Town. Yeah, by a landslide, pussy motherfuckers. Yeah. Come on. Bangers hit the street, I stay home and watch TV. Slumped out on the couch so no one can see. Unless I hear somebody knocking on my door, then you'll see me.
Back in 9 Deuce, I got pissed on 10 times. It's kind of a funny line. I'll give it that.
That's why I pretend I don't know everyone's banging my wife. I won't sit on the porch, I don't want no trouble. I'm more afraid of going out than a fucking boy in a bubble. When the shit goes down, I'll make a break so fast.
Look like a motherfucking rocket going past.
Searching for the sneakiest place to hide. Straight into the ladies' room, ain't got no pride.
I was in a fucking Target yesterday for a little bit, and they had a big standee, a big cardboard standee up for... this Will Ferrell movie. It was like Will Ferrell and... Is it Kevin Hart? And it just said, like, rule number 48, keep it real. And it was Will Ferrell getting his fucking hair braided into fucking cornrows. And I'm just looking at it, just going, like, fucking fuck you. What the fuck? This is like fucking Malibu's Most Wanted for grown-ups? Give me a fucking break.
Cause I'm terrified to die. I don't fuck with my flow these days. What's keeping me alive, bitch? Never drink Remy, never dealt crack. The one time I smoked weed, I had a panic attack. Can't fucking breathe.
Looking for my dick in the men's locker room.
Just bring your binoculars with a fucking super zoom. No, I'm just playing. I don't fucking change in there. The one time I did, got my bush sprayed off with Nair. But did I stick up for myself? No fucking doubt. I did what I do best. I broke the fuck out. I ain't looking at you. I ain't trying to front. It's I ain't with me. You called my Jimmy a cunt. When the gangs are banging, I'm in the basement sleeping. I'm straight from the street, seeing trouble in every side. And when the shit hits the fan, I throw on a fucking disguise.
Fake nose, fake wig, fake beard, they all work pretty good.
Sometimes I just use a map in a funny accent and pretend I got lost in the hood, motherfucker. Yeah, now all you coward motherfuckers out there walking around with your head hanging low just cause you ain't one dick. Just know, my man the mayor had to suck off his whole high school. Case closed.
Yeah, it's not good. It's a bad fucking song. The fucking Triumph the Insult Comic Dog album had a fucking better rap track than that. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's debatable. Yeah, this is probably worse. This is actually probably worse.
Of my local record store. Ruben or Clay, oh, which should I pick? It's like choosing which puddle of vomit to lick. And when I want something even more fruity and fit, I look up N for NSYNC or T for Timberlake. So many skills, Justin's making a bucket. Does he rap? Does he sing? He doesn't know what to suck at. Now as for the bitches, let's give Britney thanks for the face that launched a million preteen skanks. You are a virgin, that had to be hard. You have more bones in your mouth than a Saint Bernard. I kid.
You just make a little joke.
I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid.
You just make a little joke.
Yeah, you're a great actor.
Little dog, little joke.
Let's go to Walmart where they won't sell my CD. That company's nuts are in a jar, in aisle 3. But you can see Christina in all her sluthood. It's like watching porn, but the music's not as good. I want to stuff my TV's crotch with a dollar. Still, I'd hump you if I could wear my flea collar. Or looser than my poop after eating honeydew. Only 50 cents to plug more than you. And yet we're too old for Fred Durst to desire. He's checking out the cast of Lizzie McGuire. Soon Fred will try to get Mandy Moore to open.
This is a really rotten flow. This is really fucking bad.
Videos premiere at the LAPD. I believe they set up an innocent guy. You know what, then? I believe I can fly. I give, I give.
You just make a little joke.
I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I give, I give.
You just make a little joke.
I believe Michael.
Little dog, little joke.
Now look how freaking cool those guys from the Strokes are. Their riffs are three times as old as my jokes are. Hey, white stripes guy, is that your wife or your sister? Shouldn't you be playing country music, mister? Hey, Coldplay, maybe you should be Cold Sore. Back when you were you two, I liked you so much more. Somehow you're so yellow. Reminds me of me. I think because when it's over, it's a big relief to me. Yo, think, is that your hair or a tattoo? I didn't know Supercuts had a drive-thru. Yo, Nelly, what the hell kind of name is that? That's about as gangster as an Easter bonnet hat. And Snoop says he's clean now? You make the call. The guy's higher than Billy Joel's cholesterol. Snoop, there's only room for one dog butt. And I can rap. Lick your own nuts. Oh, Diddy, are you in show business still? I didn't know wearing a suit was a skill. J-Lo, J-Lo, the giant tail-o. For a doggy's nose, that's the holy grail-o. Shakira's butt's fine, but it won't hold still, you see. I sniffed Elton John's tush just for all the history. I sniffed J-Lo's ass and got too touchy-feely. She let loose a bomb that was bigger than chili. I tease, I
tease.
I joke a wheezy.
Little dog, little joke.
I tease.
This is a bad.
I even like, I don't like Apple. Avril Lavigne. Punk queen, now there's a geezer. Go back north. Celine needs a babysitter. Philip Glass, atonal ass, you're not immune. Write a song with a fucking tune. And on the list of pussies, don't involve MTV. I scared them and Eminem, so they gave the hook to me. Slim Shady, why do you find me so scary? We're just two regular dudes who bang Mariah Carey. Wipe off that frown, just do it out. Hey, my mom was a bitch too, but I don't go writing songs about it. I did, I did. I
joke
with you. I did, I did. You know I never meant to hurt you. I did, I did. It's a joke, you silly. Let's stop hating each other. Leave the pooping to me. Rock to me, suck it to me, rock it to me, suck it to me, rock it to me, suck. I'm a rapping dog and I'm here to say. Rapper, rapper, rapper.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Falling back on the non-rap rap lyrics of My Name is Blank and I'm Here to Say. Always a fucking surefire indicator that you have fucking chosen poorly. I mean, unless it's that fucking Fruity Pebbles commercial with Barney saying that. I mean, that's, you know. You know, I mean, that's just a classic. It makes you long for the fucking seasoned hip-hop stylings. That you can really only get from Joe Pesci. You know, he is hip-hop.
And intellect only mess with the women that pick up the check. Two supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds, so I fucked them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe. Catch a toe at the fight, sitting in the first row. Everybody follows when I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know I'm a wise guy.
Yeah, Joe Pesci is doing nothing but drive-bys. That's why he doesn't act a lot anymore. He's too hood. No one wants to work with him because he's just fucking too crazy. He's killing people.
Hey, I don't drive by. I'm a wise guy. I just stop by with a couple of guys. And I take your eyes. Because I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. I made men. My ass is fat, catch Joe in Bermuda, throwing them back. sipping on tequila with a straw hat. Put the press on hold, tell him I call him back. Told his own, I don't get a ticket. Any crime committed, guess she's acquitted. I'm a good fella, I'll tell you if I did it. Freak scenes with your wife last time I hit it. Cause I'm more man than you'll ever be. And it was probably your wife who met with me. When you see me, you better look the other way.
What the fuck? You know, you have to wonder, like, is this, like, was this his idea? But yeah, like, people around him are like, no, this is good, man.
I'm a star. Don't do blow and I don't sell crack. Stay alert. I got someone to whack. I'm a wise guy.
Let's play into all your, like, mafia characters that you've become popular for and write a rap song. I mean, you know, it's the thing this album is missing. Because the rest of the album's really good.
It's a twitchy that kitchen. I don't drive by, because I'm a wise guy. I just stop by. Wait a couple.
The rest of the album is not good.
Another day, another court case, it's okay. Somebody on the jury's got rent to pay. Can't see myself in the jail rotten. Plus I got lawyers.
I mean, I guess he's just as much of an actor as most fucking rappers, right? I guess it's probably okay that he's, you know, rapping like he's actually a mafia guy. No, you didn't. You started that fishing movie. All right, let's try regular default rock star. I mean, it's got this in-game content attached to it, so it's gonna taste like Mad Max. Okay, this just kind of smells like a bad Red Bull. I forgot what regular Rockstar tasted like.
With a couple of guys, and I take your eyes.
Yeah, it's not great.
Because I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
I'd rather just drink Red Bull. I think Red Bull achieves this taste better. Anything else trying to achieve this taste, just... It tastes like a Red Bull knockoff.
You got it, motherfucker. You got it, motherfucker.
It's part of the end where he says, "You got it, motherfucker," over and over again. Is great.
I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.
Oh, man. I mean, this is like a whole album. Like, most of it's not.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through. I'm not all the yelling and the fights that we had, and they won't be close to you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love and I'm dancing the show.
Yeah, are you fucking kidding me?
But I pitied his poor mother. She said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck since.
Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, oh, your cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey, cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny. Hey, we're your cousins, we're your family.
My cousin Rose got married, she said they'll be there, and they would love to see me as if I fucking care. They ate, they drank, they danced all night. My cousins had their fill, and when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey, cousin Vinny!
I can't. I fucking can't.
Fuck your cousin, fuck your baby, fuck your uncle, fuck your mama, fuck your daddy, fuck your dad, only fuck the world. That's what we came from. It's Compton on me. Compton on me.
Yeah.
Migos might be my new favorite worst rap act. This song. This song is beautiful.
I walk in the clutch to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular hotel and pipe it up. I pipe it up.
And its ability, its specific ability to shout pipe it up over and over again. About this song, they felt the need to include a couple of bars to let you know, hey, no one was saying pipe it up before this song came out, and everyone will be saying pipe it up. You know, they might be right. I don't know.
Pipe it up.
number 8.
Gosh, you guys, the numbers for this quarter are sagging a little bit. We're all going to have to pipe it up a little bit if we want to hit the numbers for the quarter. So everybody, just join me, please. Just, you know, try to pipe it up out there. You know, double down, redouble your efforts on the sales calls. Really just pipe it up. Just really just pipe it up out there. And then the chief marketing officer stands up behind him and goes, "Dab!" And meeting adjourned. Pretty piped up around here with the impending release of Madden NFL 16. Maybe if we went to Rap Genius, we could discern the deep, powerful meaning behind Pipe It Up. It's like, well, Pipe It Up could refer to one of these 23 things. Make 9 leaps in logic to get to this thing. It's like, it's really heavy. This song's really heavy if you think about it. I'm like, no, fuck you. Rap fucking genius. Site should be the best. Instead, it's very much not. Every time I look at fucking what people are writing about lyrics and songs, it's just like, nope, you're overthinking this by a factor of 5. I wonder if it's happened yet where, like, you know, because now their thing is, like, they get the artists to come in and comment on the Rap Genius edits and say, like, oh, here's, well, yes, no, actually, what I was thinking about was it, you know, or whatever. And I wonder if it's happened yet where someone has come up with a much smarter sounding explanation for some lyrics and an artist just went, yep, nailed it. That's exactly what I was going for. That's, yep, you totally, yep, it's very deep. I'm a deep person. Are you, is that, I was just about to say, I bet that whatever the fucking explanations for Pipe It Up are on Rap Genius are the fucking best. Is that what you're actually pasting in there? Cause guy. He used to be a rapper, right? I guess WWE did follow through and file a takedown for that fucking Meek Mill track that sampled the Undertaker theme.
We didn't want to.
Is it a specific producer that fucking just uses that noise and they produced that fucking Meek Mill track that was on before and this? That fucking shit? Like, that's gotta be it, right? It's in a handful of fucking songs. It's gotta be just some fucking signature noise from some producer and it's there for that reason, right? The alternative of this, like, everyone just thought that was a cool noise to put in their fucking rap track. Like, that's a fucking bad look. I guess I could look that up. See, figure out who produced it. I could become a rap genius myself someday. I did at one point sign up for a Rap Genius account. I forget. There was something I entered a fucking edit somewhere. I can't remember where on that site though. On the internet radio. No, stop. Stop.
Say what's up. I don't know that he's fucked. Oh yeah, we was up. Got the new beam on razor blades. That's the like, real CP3.
Oh man.
Can
you think about what the start of this verse says? It's like, I was talking on the phone to Kanye West. Like, oh well. Awesome, dude.
They're like the Karate Kid, not Will and Jada's son. I got same money there with me now, so go and get your son. My bed's old enough, I can put my older sister's friend. Now when you try to climb me, when I told them they would probably say,
that's the rap genius I want to see, where the fucking edit for the fucking first two bars of this verse are just like, I was speaking on the phone with Kanye West. That's it. That's the full edit. And then just like, you know, have the ability to flag certain parts of a song as like, he's bragging. Like, this part of the song is just some straight up braggadocio. He thinks you will be impressed if you are told that he can be on the phone with Kanye West. I mean, I'm not on the phone with Kanye West.
Gorgon City are officially back, and right now broadcasting to over 100 countries on the one station called Beats One. We have a brand new record to play. We have Matt and Kai on the phone. What's going on, fellas? How are you?
Yo, how's it going? We're good.
Excited?
Yeah, this is like, it's been a long time coming, this record. We really can't wait for everyone to hear it. It features a guy called Roman, who's an amazing songwriter and an amazing vocalist. And we wrote it pretty recently, and we just can't wait for everyone to hear it and sort of hear some new Gorgon City music.
We're not going to dance about architecture anymore, guys. We're going to get straight into this record comeback, and we're going to get as much news out of you as we can for Gorgon City fans. But without further ado, today's world record, one song, 100 countries. This is Gorgon City featuring Romans, Saving My Life.
Zane Lowe's world record, exclusive.
I'm finding myself increasingly disenfranchised with the world record. But I guess if you had to, like, try to pick a song a day and cross a lot of genres and try to find stuff that's exciting and new in every single one of those genres, that's kind of an impossible task if you, well, whatever, it's not an impossible task, but finding something that will please everyone is foolish. You can't do it. I'm relatively open to a lot of different kinds of music and such, but there are also plenty of cases where I just hear music and just like, that's, yeah, that's okay, that's fine. Like, I don't necessarily need to hear that song again, but okay, sure. This isn't the worst song I've ever heard. This isn't Hey Cousin Vinny by Joe Pesci. So, I mean, it's automatically pretty good. This is not The Mayor of Pussytown by Adam Sandler. So you could do a lot worse.
Gorgon City back. The track is called Saving My Life, featuring an amazing talent called Romans, Sam Romans. Teaming up with him, you know, this guy.
Gorgon City is back, y'all.
Artist, he's incredible. But man, when it comes to collaboration, I think Romans has this ability to be able to just adapt to the true essence of whoever he's making music with, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We were sort of really excited to work with him. We were a big fan of his before. And yeah, just getting in the studio with him, he just seems to sort of connect with people so easily. He's always got unique and original ideas, and we kind of just collaborated really well, and I think it's not going to be the first collaboration you'll see from us.
You guys set the standard really high for yourselves with songs on your album. You went very song heavy in terms of craft, and it sounds like, you know, you continuing down that road and just trying to sort of deliver on that whole, like, write as great a song as you can and then amend it into whatever tempo and feel that you want after that.
Yeah, I think like we're gonna do even more kind of experimentation with this second kind of album project. We're working with like more and more interesting people, and yeah, like you say, we just try and get the best out of every artist we work with, try and get them to kind of adapt to us and us to adapt to them. And we're really excited about some of the tracks we've been working on. Obviously this track is we're, you know, over the moon with how it came out and how it sounds sonically, and we can't wait for everyone to hear it, but there's so much more that we've got in the pipeline as well.
Yeah, I think the first album was very, you know, song-led. We still love DJing out in clubs around the world, and we still love making club music, more instrumental stuff. So we kind of try and balance both of our songwriting stuff and just club tracks.
Who can you tell us? Come on, fellas, you got someone else in the can you've been working on. Like, you don't have to commit to album delivery, but give us one other name of someone you've been hanging out with, man. Throw the fans something.
We've actually been working with a lot of new people. There's this one act that we've been working with a lot who are so new, they haven't even got an artist name yet.
What? That is easily one of the most creative avoidances of a question I've ever asked in my entire life. You just gave me an exclusive of somebody that doesn't exist. I love it.
We've worked with some amazing singers and songwriters from the UK and America. We've done, like, you know, a few weeks out in LA, worked with a great girl called Rafaela, who's coming out of the UK, and she's doing some great stuff. She's definitely going to be on at least one of the tracks. She's an amazing songwriter. I think she's done a little bit of work with Rudimental as well. Yeah, a lot of them are brand new, to be honest. I mean, we're still looking for other people for the tracks, you know. It's still quite early in the stage of the album.
So it's like this weird tacit admission that by having a lot of songs on this album as opposed to club tracks, like, they're almost saying that, like, it's like it's not music. Like, they're almost saying that, which is weird.
I'm going to take that and I'm going to use that elsewhere and be like, come on, you got to tell me what's going on at Beats 1. Well, dude, we've just invented something that we haven't even thought of yet. And,
You're exclusive
at the same. Exclusive amounts to nothing. All right, Gorgon City are back, Saving My Life featuring Romans. You know we're going to play it again in the next hour. Travis Mills has got this record locked in for a request already. It's going to go round the clock and you're going to get familiar. Until we hear this album, we're going to cherish this one. Thank you, boys.
Thank you so much.
Monstrous record. I'm getting tweets and I'm getting messages from friends personally saying how big that is. Gorgon City and Romans, Saving My Life. Beats 1 and we are breaking. Alright, waves! Poised, man, poised. Every single song is breaking. It's Beats 1 breaking, breaking.
I'm not doing anything today. I don't care what you say.
Alright. I've gotta go in the building and pipe it up, so while I'm doing that, you guys be sure to pipe it up wherever you are. Pop, 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 pop. Yeah, alright, I gotta go. Pipe it up.